The National Football League kicks off a new season tonight when the Washington Redskins host the New York Jets. It's the second annual Thursday night opener for the NFL, which until recently didn't make such a fuss about these things. Commentator Peter Richmond says the league couldn't resist staging a big bash for itself on the National Mall here in Washington.
The National Football League, which has never met a marketing opportunity it didn't love, gave us an opening day, a primetime party to kick off a traditional Thursday night football game, and befitting any made-for-TV event. This one promises to be incredibly tacky. It features that emblem of middle American gridiron, Britney Spears.
What team is she on?
She's wearing, apparently, part of a football uniform. I'm not sure which one. Fortunately, there's a good football game to cap off the party.
Seriously?
The Redskins are hosting the Jets, and while neither team's expected to do much during the regular season, the rivalry is now intense because during the offseason, the Redskins owner Dan Snyder, doing his best George Steinbrenner imitation, raided the Jets and signed four of their free agent starters. Dan Snyder has topped even himself this year. No one raids just one team and takes 1/6 of the starters except Dan.
There have been a lot of hurt people. I don't know why you would ever play your star quarterback in a preseason game, but everybody's going down here.
In fact, most of the coaches agree with you and would prefer not to, but the league has let the coaches know that the exhibition season is no longer to be practice, and that's the main reason for the increased injuries. They're playing these like real games. The second reason is the game does continue to grow faster and more physical and more violent. The biggest casualty, of course, was Michael Vick, the game's most exciting player. He went down with a broken bone in his leg. He'll be back in about a month, and when he does return, he'll probably be less inclined to run, which will make him sharpen his passing skills, which, as we all know, is a good thing because Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks so far have always been traditional pocket passers.
They're now selling us coaches. It's like college basketball, you know, selling the coach.
But no one should be focusing on these old guys on the sideline. But what's happened is the stakes in the game have grown so high that a winning coach can now command a player-level salary. And that means, of course, he's going to want to test the marketplace like any good free agent. And this year, John Gruden is still the most interesting guy on the whole Tampa Bay roster, and Steve Spurrier will be under a microscope. But the real focus, of course, is on Bill Parcells down in Dallas. Parcells, by a quirk of the scheduling, is going to be playing not only every team he coached for previously, the Giants, the New York Jets, the New England Patriots, he'll be playing the two teams he flirted with coaching and then didn't take jobs there, Tampa Bay and Atlanta. So basically every team with a thing against Bill will be playing him.
So will Tampa Bay be back in the Super Bowl?
No. It's very difficult to repeat, even though it is done. I think the St. Louis Rams, they have a healthy Kurt Warner, a healthy Marshall Faulk, who's a great running back, and they have a whole lot to prove, and I think they'll probably make it to the Super Bowl. And then in the AFC, there's a lot of interest in the Dolphins and the Patriots, but they play in the same division, and so they have to play each other a lot. I think it'll probably be the Tennessee Titans, who have a healthy Steve McNair and a lot to prove, and that would be a great rematch of a Super Bowl of a couple years ago, which went right down to the wire.
Peter Richmond is a columnist for GQ magazine and covers the NFL for Morning Edition.